More people are using e-scooter rentals for essential activities, according to data from scooter companies like Lime and Spin. The devices offer Floridians the ability to social distance amid a deadly pandemic. I'm Robbie Gaffney. When Florida cities first allowed e-scooters on the streets, not everyone was happy. Residents complained about the unsightly tripping hazard, sometimes left tipped over in the middle of sidewalks. But Uriel Bedoya says that could be starting to change. Bedoya is Lime's Florida general manager. The e-scooter company currently offers rentals in Orlando and Tampa. He says the pandemic is causing people to rethink normal modes of transportation.
Getting on mass transit is something that people have to think about. Getting into rideshare is something that people have to think about. And the alternative is looking at scooters.
The devices are intended for solo use, meaning only one person can ride them at a time, and they're used outdoors.
People are recognizing that we are a solution to that transportation problem right now.
Lime pulled e-scooters from Florida roads starting in March and then reintroduced them in June. Bedoya says in the last few weeks, his company is starting to see riders take scooters to more central locations, like grocery stores and pharmacies.
A lot of people look at these vehicles as fun toys, but reality is people are using them more for their daily commute. So they're really rethinking their ride. It's not just about getting from point A to point B. It's about getting from point A to point B to do the essential things that people need to do.
It's something e-scooter company Spin is seeing as well. It's South Regional General Manager Nabil Syed.
The duration of trips has actually increased in a very material way, and it increased pretty immediately as COVID concerns ramped up. Additionally, we saw a remarkable shift in trip patterns toward more essential use cases.
Syed says Spin's user base is continuing to grow as well.
At first, there was almost like a realization in the community that, wow, this product, this service can serve a need. And then there was a ripple effect through the community as more and more people became aware of this service and how it can serve that need, especially if you're trying to maintain social distance.
But some cities like Miami have paused their e-scooter programs because of coronavirus-related health concerns. Many have raised concerns that the virus could be spread by people who touched the handles of a scooter right after another person has finished using it. Safety concerns initially caused Tampa to pause its program as well.
So we had a concern that scooters might encourage the gathering of larger groups of people.
That's Tampa's smart mobility manager, Brandon Campbell. He says the city decided to resume the program in late July after officials saw what was happening in other communities like Baltimore, where he says began a higher percentage of people using scooters for essential trips, like going to the grocery store or the hospital.
And we were hoping to see a similar kind of increase for us.
Campbell says it's too early for the city to tell what the trends are for riders in his area. Bedoya with the scooter company Lime says he hopes people will continue seeing e-scooters as an alternative way to get around town.
There's always that concept of getting back to normal that people have really been espousing towards. My perception is a little bit different. I think that what this pandemic is calling for is not returning back to anything, but rather readjusting and moving forward.
For now, Bedoya hopes cities that have paused their programs will consider relaunching them. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.